So I've been asked to talk a little bit on how to focus the senses to access concentration and calm from a line that appears in the book Dharma If You Dare that I wrote. And I guess the first question up would be, why meditate? Well, the first reason is it leads to greater calm. And with greater calm comes greater concentration. And if you can maintain that for just a little bit of time, it leads to a deepening sense of absorption in your being. And that leads to greater bliss and clarity. And if you can maintain it for about 90 seconds, it starts to produce feelings of ecstasy. So you might be asking the question, well, how come when I meditate, I don't feel that way? How come when I meditate, my mind's busy and my body's twitching? And the reason for that is that we have busy lives, we have busy minds, and overall, we have overexcited organisms. Every moment, they say, has concentration, and therefore, potentially, is blissful. But our habit mind moves from thing to thing so fast that the system really can't settle. And in that non-settling, we start to experience things like anxiety, worry, loneliness, etc. Now, the deepest calm and concentration, after revealing a core bliss that is in everybody's organism, can also move to insider understanding. And then that helps us remove negative emotional blocks or drop unproductive views that perpetuate our view of ourself, at the same time not producing contentment. So this process of meditation then is pulling the mind away from its busyness to try to settle on something long enough to develop a calm concentration that brings contentment. So the question is, okay, well, what to meditate on? Fundamentally, any object will do. We're really looking for being in the zone. For instance, a pro basketball player can get in the zone and have bliss and ecstasy while they're playing the game, but it tends to disappear at the end of the game. So they play basketball over and over and over again, because it brings the zone into play. And of course, not every game do you get into the zone, but when you do, people who have experienced it love it. And so too with meditation, you can develop your calm and concentration, but the thing is that if you get good at it, it doesn't disappear at the end of the game, you can carry it with you. So while you can meditate on anything from a flower to a crystal, to an image, to a candle, to a piece of music, to a basketball game, to swimming, to a plowed field, anything will do. But in the process of trying to settle the mind and settle the body, we need something that isn't really very busy so that we can start to figure out how to do that. So we're going to pick something very simple to meditate on today. For instance, a yellow disc. Typically, this yellow disc would be just a bit bigger than your hand span, maybe a hand span and a half. And we will look at the disc to see what's going on in the body and the mind. So the main thing, of course, isn't the disc itself. The main thing is to see what happens while we concentrate on this disc. It could be a red disc, it could be a blue disc, or it could be a sense like smell or taste or touch, or it could be a visual object, in this case a yellow disc. So the first thing the body's going to tell us is all its little twitches, movements, tightness, etc. We're going to notice the body's tendency to be in motion and keep moving. And the mind is going to get a little bored and restless, as a yellow disc is not all that interesting. And the reason we do that is we're seeking rapid stimulation and greater interest, masquerading as our desire mind. So in other words, our habitual desire mind is going to move us away from just sitting looking at the yellow disc. We need to see that these arisings in the body and the mind are not what we're really paying attention to, which makes us uncomfortable. We don't really like to see what is underneath our busyness. But if you can settle into the plain observation of the yellow disc and not let your busy life grab you, you will start to experience a bit more calming in the body and a bit more restfulness in the mind. Habits are strong, and the tendency to get busy is very powerful. But if you can bring your mind back to just rest in the yellow disc and allow for the fact that your body's going to twitch and your mind's going to get bored, you will find, if you can keep your focus and attention for about 90 seconds, uninterrupted, you'll start to feel better. In fact, you'll start to feel really good. Again, we tend to note this good as something to possess. So our mind-body grabs at it, which gives permission to the busy mind to get back at it. And so this process goes back and forth. Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. Then the busy mind says, oh, I'm feeling pretty good. And then the busy mind starts to talk about it. And then we lose the feeling of feeling good. So repeatedly bringing your attention back to the yellow disc resettles the mind. And if we can keep to it, we will experience ever greater calm, ever greater clarity, and ever greater satisfaction. In fact, more than we've ever really known. So why do we get disturbed? Because most of our satisfaction comes from outer objects, and these are beyond our control. So they are inherently unreliable. We can't trust them. They can come and they can go, and we can get easily interrupted. But in meditation, you have the ability, even if latent, to be in a good or a great state whenever you choose. You will have to fight the habitual mind and the habitual body movements to learn how to do that. But with practice, anybody can do it. And as we settle on that yellow disc, we also begin to notice things that we don't notice before when we're busy driving a car, for instance. We don't notice the flower by the side of the road. So when we settle on that yellow disc, we begin to notice how that round disc affects us. How does round affect us compared to square? And how does yellow affect us compared to blue? How our body twinges when still, and we notice it but completely miss it while watching a movie. How do we notice our body movements while we're sitting still but completely miss it while watching a movie? And our mind will throw anything at us to get our attention. Curiously, ability to sit still with an unmoving object and rest the mind and the body gives us a greater freedom than we have ever known. Think of a metaphor. Think of a person in the ocean after a shipwreck, clinging to a board or a piece of debris. Then think of that person in a boat with a sail or a motor. Meditation is like the person in the boat, and normal life is like the person in the ocean hanging onto a piece of debris. We tend not to notice this because almost everyone else around us is in the ocean clinging to debris. Your choice. Coming back to the yellow disc, if you do this for at least 20 minutes, you'll find that the body and the mind settle in spite of your feeling of busyness and distraction. And if you can keep at it regularly, say 5-6 days a week, you'll find that the changes in your organism in terms of your body and your mind are affecting how your day goes and how you move through your day in a way that seems completely unrelated to the meditation on the yellow disc. And yes, we're busy modern people and yellow discs aren't that interesting, so fret not, we have millions and millions and millions of meditations to keep you entertained, but this process still remains the same, learning to settle your mind and develop the calm that's required for bliss and ecstasy and eventually for insight and knowledge and understanding. Do take time and effort. That's it for today.